It's time for Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.
Well, good morning and welcome to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Well, Cole Prisabella, Tuolumne County's Director of Innovation and Business Assistance, is joining us in studio today to get us up to speed on some items related to economic development in the county. Cole, it's great to talk to you again.
Yeah, you too, BJ. And you know what? I'm kind of excited to actually see your face to do this conversation finally.
It's been quite a
year and a half, right?
So a lot has changed in the past year. You know, what would you kind of say is kind of the state of the local economy right now when you look at things like unemployment and whatnot?
Right. Well, actually, when I was thinking about how I wanted to kind of start our conversation today, BJ, I really want to acknowledge the business owners of this community. They've been through a battlefield this year, and it has not been easy. So I truly want to acknowledge some of those business owners that have reached out, have really utilized a lot of the state and federal resources and really kind of gotten through this. And I do see a lot of optimism coming out. I know there's been a lot of businesses that still are struggling, that still have some kind of worries with between COVID, the fire, the closing of National Forest. It still has not been easy, but the vast majority of our businesses are resilient and I think really coming out of this pretty strong. And you can kind of see that with some of the unemployment, which you just asked about, which those numbers did just come out. And it looks like we're at about 7.1% unemployment, which is it's steadily heading down and from the peak. And we are less than the state average, which is about 7.5%. So if you look at that, and not a percentage wise, but actually an actual job addition, that's about 300 jobs added in the last month. But where it goes back to my optimism about the state of our local economy is that while we did see a little bit of loss in that leisure and hospitality space, we did see growth in some of those industries in our county that are above the minimum wage paying jobs, where they're actually livable wage jobs, and that's manufacturing. We saw growth in our manufacturing space in Tuolumne County. So, like I said, it's been a hard year and a half, but I really do see some optimistic state of the economy for Tuolumne County.
You know, for people who haven't heard you on past shows, what are kind of some of the main directives that you kind of approach and look for when it comes to economic development?
Right. So my title it's a fancy title, and I get that. And it is pretty silly. It's Innovation and Business Assistance, but it's really to the core of like what I'm interested in and what the County of Tuolumne really asked me to do. So we talk about economic development. That's the three pillars of the job, which is you're really about retention, expansion, and traction. So how do I help businesses that are currently here? How do I help those businesses that are currently here expand? Not just expand in our county, but expand their reach nationally and internationally. And then third is that attraction piece, which means how do we help bring businesses to our county? And then there's this innovation side where there are some larger issues that we do struggle with as a rural community, like broadband, natural resources. And so it allows that flexibility for me to really get into some of those issues and try to help resolve it. And so we'll talk about that in a little bit.
Well, I want to ask you, too, about there was some funding set aside from the Federal CARES Act that the county wants to use for a RAD card program to help local businesses. I admit I don't know much about the RAD card program or what it is. So can you kind of explain what it all includes and what it does?
Yeah, RadCard is actually a local-ish program that we found and has been really gaining traction in a valley. So it's actually from a Modesto group who does economic development, the Modesto Partnership, I believe. And really what it is it's essentially a debit card that anyone in Tuolumne County will be able to ask for or get. And for every $100 a person puts onto that debit card, the county will essentially match it. So really what we're doing is doubling the purchase power of our local economy. And so those debit cards can be used at any of those businesses in Tuolumne County that applies to be a business that can receive RAD cards. So in essence, now let's just say you go to a local restaurant in downtown Sonora, and instead of your meal being $100, technically it's $50 because you're using half of the county RAD program dollars. So it's all about local stimulus, and it's going to be really about assisting those businesses that have been most affected in the past year and a half. So you're talking about local retail, you're talking about local restaurants, and really about the moms, the mom and pops of Tuolumne County really benefiting from the RAD card. And that's going to be about a $500,000 pocket of money that will be available, and hopefully Tuolumne County uses it all up.
So businesses would have to sign up to take part in this?
Correct. We will, when and if this gets approved, we will be doing, we meaning myself and some of our county counterparts, will be doing a big outreach to businesses to make sure that it's really obvious how to sign up. It's a one-page online form, takes less than 5 minutes, and we'll do a webinar, all those normal things to really make sure it's obvious and easy to sign up as a business owner.
Do you know what that money need to be spent in a certain amount of time?
Ooh, that's a question I do not know the technicalities of. But I do know once we do allocate the $500,000, for example, in San Joaquin County, they started with about $500,000. They've already added another $500,000. So it's a really popular program down in the valley and seeing a lot of success. So
the idea is to boost the local businesses?
Exactly. The idea of the program is to be a local stimulus and going to those businesses most affected in the past year and a half to really encourage some local spending.
You know, on the topic of new businesses coming into the county, are there any new announcements you'd like to make?
Well, I think there's a lot of exciting new businesses that have been announced by My Motherload and then also are to come. I mean, I've talked about it. You've talked about it a little bit. There are potentially 4 to 5 new natural resources manufacturing companies coming to Tuolumne County in the next 2 years. And you're talking about, that's 200 potential jobs between those 4 to 5 businesses. And let alone that one of those new businesses is essentially a $150 million capital investment onto their facility and their new business. So that is incredibly exciting. And in addition, in that same corridor, you guys announced it too, that Chicken Ranch, they have a $200 million expansion. So that Jamestown Chinese Camp corridor is going to get really attractive and busy. And this kind of goes along with what I've kind of set my philosophy as an economic development director, that really I should not be chasing retail, but retail follows the jobs. And we can see that. I don't know if everyone's seen it yet, but there's essentially the public process going on right now about a Taco Bell coming to Jamestown, right? So now we're really seeing that retail follow those jobs. And you've seen that with Habit coming to Tuolumne County, which is a brand that I personally did not necessarily think would make it all the way to Tuolumne County. So I'm excited that we're seeing that slow change of real progress in some of those jobs, like that I said, are very livable wages. And not to lose mention of Groveland, where we're still going through that process with the two hotels currently in development, Terra V and Under Canvas, and that potential for a third new one on the closer side of Groveland, that Yonder Yosemite, or the potential name is escaping me. So I think there's a lot of exciting kind of new businesses coming along. And some of those newer ones that even opened during the pandemic, even in Groveland, like Around the Horn, doing an amazing job. So I'm optimistic about some of the new businesses coming to town.
Yeah, I sound optimistic about just things that are happening around Tuolumne County right now.
It's been exciting and busy.
Is there any California relief grant money still available?
Yes. So California relief grant, we sent out some information. It opened for its 9th round. For the first round 2 through 8, essentially it had closed because they were backfilling all of those applications they got in round 1 and 2. But it looks like that round 9 that just did open, it is open for new applications. So if you still are struggling and you need some of that capital as essentially free dollars, yes, definitely look up the California Relief Grant. But when it comes to any federal dollars or the county dollars that were available for personal protective equipment reimbursements, those are definitely slowing down. And as for the county, we definitely gave out about $1.75 million in county grants for personal protective equipment. And to that point, if you are a business owner that still does need and wants PPE, I do have more N95 masks and hand sanitizer that I got from Cal OES to give out to business owners for free. So please reach out to me. You can give me a text at 209-288-4030 if you need any of that personal protective equipment that I just mentioned.
Need to take a break. We're talking with Cole Prisabella, Tuolumne County's Director of Innovation and Business Assistance, on this weekend's Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. And a programming note, next week on Motherlode Views, we're going to be checking in with the pair of the school superintendents for the largest high school districts in Tuolumne County. We'll be joined by Somerville Superintendent Michael Merrill, as well as Ed Pelfrey, Sonora High Superintendent. They'll be getting us up to speed on what's happening at their individual schools as we move into this new school year that is now underway. That's next week on Motherlode Views. Our second segment with Cole Prisabella, Tuolumne County's Director of Innovation Assistance, and is coming up in just a minute.